WCGN, Goosey City, Urban Radio.
Hey, this is Aspern from ForbiddenNinja.com.
Hi, this is Zach from UTForums.com.
This is Hicksman from StoneAdams.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is MungoZen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gleam from LWZ.
What's up, y'all? This is the Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Coming to you live from the sixth floor, it's Oswald as we get ready to take you inside the game here on Radio ITG. Going on. I'm getting word that I sound like complete crap. And yeah, I know some of you say I sound like complete crap every week, but you know what? Oh well. But I was playing with a few settings here to try to get Ventrilo to work so he could talk to a special guest later on in the show. So my voice is bad. Then I will have to restart and do one quick check of my settings, which I've only been doing here for the last hour before the show started. So anyways, it's Oswald here, Urban Radio, Saturday edition, as we're doing now. Saturday, 4 p.m. Pacific time is when we start from here on out, which is kind of a good thing. Get everybody who you know, who wants to tune in on somewhat of a regular schedule here. Anyways, Native seemed to be getting restless on the forums. A lot of threads wanting to know why we have not released ETUT yet. And we're also reminded that on the 29th of this month, it's going to be 1 year since we originally announced our intentions to port Urban Terror over to enemy territory. Yeah, so what? Another mod's already ported. I don't think any of us at Siliconites really care, to be completely honest with you. We don't judge our success on what some other team has done or is doing right now. We believe we've proven ourselves in the past, so I don't see why gamers continue to doubt our abilities or our intentions. And as I've said in the past, as I speak for the entire team, there are just some things we cannot discuss at this point in time as it relates to, well, let's just call it the big picture. And when the time is right, we'll pass on more information. But I'm sort of getting ahead of myself here. We'll talk a little bit about that later on in the show. Welcome to another episode of Urban Radio right here, Radio ITG. Glad you could tune into the show today as we expect to have another great show. I apologize for postponing last week's show. I had good intentions on doing it until some personal plans sort of got moved up a few hours, which didn't provide me enough time to get the 2 hour show in. Even with myself moving it to Friday, really, no harm, no foul. I'm back this week, and we have a good program for you. Basically, a lot of the things I was going to talk about last week just push back to this week, and, you know, we can all deal with that, correct? So today is round number 2 of Urban Terror Trivia. If you missed last week's show, we had a few laughs as all of Pound Urban Terror participated in the trivia. Unfortunately, if your name was Slayer, you sort of got screwed. Sorry, dude, but you can try again this week if you'd like. I also apologize to Clanbase listeners that I had last-minute issues that popped up right before the start of the Clanbase Nations Cup 7 bronze match between Germany and the United Kingdom. I had to call that off as well. But we'll look at the final standings and other Clan League news later on the show as we invite No Leaf Clover to Urban Radio to get his take on the STA playoffs and talk a little bit about the Team Warfare League playoffs, which are just gearing up. I've been talking about it for the past few weeks now, but we owe you an ET Diary update. Yeah, I know. You are yearning for more information and even a release date, which I'm sorry to say that we won't be providing today. Some new screenshots, possibly some new information will come a little bit later on in the show. And if not on the show, then definitely after the show, as I'm going to give you guys an update on urbanterror.net. One note, don't expect much in the way of news from the coders. 27 and High C, as about, I would say, 90% of the code base has been completed, and changes have been made. Thus, the reason Peter and High C, actually, 27 and High C, are really providing any information for the port. 2 weeks ago, I spoke about a new show, some new shows that were actually going to appear on Radio ITG. I'm working on producing an all-80s radio show, which is how I started casting a couple years ago. Show's going to be called Just Push Play and should air next Wednesday, January 26th, here on Radio ITG at 1 p.m. Pacific. So hopefully some of you guys, if you're at work and have access, can tune in and check it out. It's surely going to be a kick-ass show. I've been working on the premiere show here for about 2 weeks now, and I expect to have a really good time with it. It's going to be a little bit different than what we do here on Urban Radio, but nonetheless, yeah, you're right, I did say Peter, but I'm not talking about your penis, you fool. It's going to be a good time, talk movies. I'll talk about some more of the details a little bit later on here in the show. The Urban Radio server of the week is up and running. You can get there now by going to urbanterror.net and clicking on Urban Radio for all the details. This week we are back on Hottie's 6th floor hideaway. This is server number 1, I believe it is. 67.19.199.104. It is CTF, as I said, urbanterror.net/radio. Or you can just click on the Urban Radio tab on the right side of the screen. CTF, 30 minutes, 5-minute caps. Go there now. The server will fill up very quickly. We'll talk a little bit more about the server and actually drop in game a little bit later on in the show. In the Urban Terror talking point this week, sequels seem to be more and more commonplace in the computer gaming world. While sequels might work for movies, the only intrinsic value they carry in computer gaming is the bottom line, which is the almighty dollar. Many gamers consider our decisions when it comes to what we are going to do with Urban Terror. Last year, we announced we were going to mod UT over to enemy territory, but we're not calling it a sequel, but a port. So I don't believe this falls into the same category as Quake 4 or Half-Life 2, nor does it fall into a franchise like Madden Football or any of the EA sports games. I believe it falls somewhere in the middle. Developers these days continue to spend less time on the game and more time on the game engine and marketing. Quake 3 Arena was created without a single-player mode, while Doom 3 had the multiplayer outsourced to Splash Damage. Gamers are always after bigger and better, which means if you bought the original game like Battlefield 1942, there's a high probability that you'll go out and purchase the sequel with a 2 tagged onto the title, like the upcoming Battlefield 2 or Half-Life 2 or Return to Castle Wolfenstein 2. You see where I'm going with this. Seriously, though, where is the originality in game developers these days? I no longer see anything original being created. Sure, there's going to be exceptions, but they're very infrequent, and to be honest, if Sid were a professional studio, we would not franchise Urban Terror. We would not tag a 2 on and call it Urban Terror 2. It was a mod. The mod is over. We're moving on to a new game with a new idea. And to be honest, the game was not even an original. We were able to find a niche and develop a game that filled that niche during its time. I'm sure id Software would be the first to say they make more revenue on the licensing of their game engines rather than the game they create. I believe this is true of nearly any company that creates and sells their engine. In the future, I believe we will see more outsourcing, as we've seen with Splash Damage and more recently with Trauma Studios, who were the developers of Desert Combat for Battlefield 1942. Who knows, maybe that is the way we'll get our chance to move on into the realm of retail and be a professional design studio. Hopefully in the future, our development team will have a career opportunity like this present us. With Urban Terror for Quake 3 Arena in our pocket and the upcoming ETUT, we have a solid portfolio to help us sell our development team. It's Oswald, and you're dialed into Urban Radio right here, Radio ITG.
ITG.
That's right, this is Radio ITG, home of Urban Radio. Welcome back, it's Oswald. If you missed my previous announcement here a few minutes ago, I'm going to be starting to host a second show here on Radio ITG. It's going to be an all-ladies show called Just Push Play, and yes, I know I ripped off Aerosmith's title, but you know what? They can deal with it. I'm sure they're not going to care, right? And no, that is not infringement of any type. So anyways, it's called Just Push Play. It's going to be an all-80s show. It's going to be a little bit more than just music. This is actually how I started my casting career about 5 years ago, thanks to Blanks. Currently, I'm still working on the material and the layout for the show, but you can expect all-80s music. That's one thing for sure. Also, I have sound bites from my 80s movies and television shows, commercials. We'll touch on video games, toys, consoles, you name it. And if it happened in the 80s, I was there, I partook of it, and we're going to talk about it. Urban Radio Server of the Week wants to promote the community servers, and this week the Urban Radio Server of the Week is Hottie's Sixth Floor Hideaway. It can be found at 67.19.199.104 standard port, which is 27960, located Texas here in the United States. Hot Lips is the administrator. We are playing Capture the Flag. Friendly fire is on. No respawn time. Cap limit is set to either 30 minutes or 5 caps. There are 18 public spots. Map rotation looks like this. Casa Rommel, Birch, Algiers, Turnpike, Proving Grounds 3, Ricochet, Salima, Docks, Drug Lord 2, Abbey 2, and Labyrinto. So if you want to play, make sure you have those maps. If you don't have them, you can either go to activewar.de or UTMD, the Urban Terror Map Depot, and download whichever maps you are missing. If you have an Urban Terror server and would like it pimped here on Urban Radio, feel free to drop me an email, oswald@planetquake.com, and I will respond by asking you for server information and some other things that I need. Unfortunately, nobody has really, nobody's really responded wanting their server on here. I know we did Active War a couple of weeks. This is the second time Sixth Floor has been used, and I believe we had one other server. What clan was it? I think it was Clan EMS. We used their server as well. But Europeans, North Americans, anybody, you own a server, fire me off an email, and I will get you the information you need. What game is it? The game's called Urban Terror, fool. What game do you think it is? Half-Life? I don't think so. Anyway, back to the show. Urban Terror Mailbag this week. An update from Wolfseye over at activewar.de. News about the map contest. This is news that we posted on our website last week, I think. Registered participants so far for the map contest. We have a squad leader who's doing a theme of a harbor. El Presidente doing a monastery. Fixed Metal working on an airport. Lunik working on a military facility. Flash doing an industrial complex. Slinky, who made a very cool map at one time, is working on a Wild West theme. Mad Harver working on a shopping mall slash promenade. There are still three themes left, and he's still looking for three mappers who want to get involved. Themes of those final three maps, you have to choose from Rainforest, Niagara Falls, or a castle with a night environment. If you want to register, you can send an email to mapcontest@activewar.de. The jury is almost complete. The jury is going to be peers here in the community who are going to review these maps and judge them by design, but by what, you know, some of the other things that go into a map, like I had on when I was reviewing maps. I basically had six items, texturing, I can't remember them now. But you know how a map is, how it plays, things like that. The jury is not going to be noticed until the contest is over, seeing as we don't want any jury tampering here. So anyway, Wolfside doing a good job over there at activewar.de. Second contest he has up and going is a wall jump contest. This was announced on last week's Urban Radio. The map is UT Powerland version 3A. It's still possible to participate. The end is coming, though. The end of the month, 31st of January, is when you have to have your demos in. Try the map and try to make some really kick-ass jumps on this map. Make a nice little video and give Wolfside a shout when it is completed. Movie length must be between 8 and 10 minutes and not above 200 megabytes. Best video will win. Winner gets an Urban Terror server, 12 slots, public server for 6 months. Again, if you want any further information, admin@activewar.de. And Wolfside will provide you with whatever information you need. Urban Terror Top 5 this week, the Urban Terror segment. We count down top 5 Urban Terror items from the last few weeks. Number 5, Portugal. These guys did it again. They are the best in Europe as they defeated the Netherlands in Clan-based Nations Cup 7 finals. And they did it in a most convincing way. Once again, congratulations to Portugal. Probably my favorite country that plays Urban Terror. They have a great community, great gamers, and I know all the Europeans are going to say, yeah, but they were. But that goes without saying. Still, a lot of good gamers. And Black Rider, no, she will not come up and scream at me, or else you will be banned. I'm just kidding. Number 4, the wall jumping guide, created by a forum goer, FS. This jumping guide will show you overbouncing techniques, circle straight jumping information about maximum initial speed, several ricochet wall jumps, and much more. Check out all the work at www.org/CGI-bin/URTJ, and I'm sure you all caught that, so I will cut and paste that in Pound Urban Terror. That is the wall jumping guide, and as I said, you can find it in Pound Urban Terror. Number 3, contest. We just got done talking about them. We're talking about ActiveWar.de every week, it seems. This week, Wolfside sponsoring two contests, the wall jumping, the level UT Powerline version 3A, and the map contest, which has 3 spots still left open. Number 2, the playoffs. Team Warfare League has begun their playoffs this week, while STA is halfway there with frags underway and flags to come in one more week. And we'll be talking to No Leaf Clover a little bit later on the show about the STA playoffs. And we'll also touch on some of the information from TWL. And the number 1 in our Urban Terror Top 5 this week, the ET-UT Diary Update. I know it's been pelted over and over that we're going to get your new diary entry up this week. It will be up. Hopefully it'll be up about 30 minutes after the conclusion of the radio show today, as I started doing it last night, but got sidetracked with some other stuff and decided to not do it last night. Anyways, that's the Urban Terror Top 5. If you have something to contribute to the Urban Terror Top 5 each week, feel free to send me an email, oswaldurbanterror.net. And when we return, we'll check out the action from the Urban Radio Server of the Week, hosted by Hottie's Sixth Floor Hideaway. We'll also talk to No Leaf Clover and get his take on the league action from STA and TWL.
4 out of 5 dentists agree that listening to Radio ITG has absolutely no positive effect on your teeth.
Well, apparently, 1 in 5 that your teeth are actually getting whiter
in this very moment. This is the new Radio ITG.
Hey, welcome. It's Oswald back with you here as we get ready to go inside the game as we drop into the Urban Terror Server of the Week. Server is up and running if you want to join in. Feel free, as I'm trying to get my volume up here and drop into the server. There we go. We are on the server. We are on Proving Grounds right now, and score 2-2. As we got, looks like 2 slots open, 9-on-9 right now, as we see Hedgehog, Boss Hedgehog, 65 points, and No Leaf Clover leading each of their respective teams. And this level is always good for some gaming. Sniper dominated pretty much, but not a bad map at all. As we are watching the blue flag, as we see Hedgehog pick it up and subsequently drop it, as the blue team healing inside their base. Who else do we have on here that we can talk about? Who do we have? We have Fuzzy snowed in. I guess he lives back in the Midwest or the East Coast and getting poured on. Xena from AOW, want to give a quick shout-out to her. Who else? We have UR Zim hanging out with us, Psychopath, and Yo Mama, the 509th. Loki from AOW as well. Sheeza from Clan CA. Sergeant Pepper from 6th. Same with String. Home Fry and Reno. So thanks to all of you for hopping on the server today and showing your support here for Urban Radio. It does mean a lot to me that we can't have a full server each and every week. And as I said, if you have an Urban Terror server and you would like to have it pimped here on Urban Radio, then feel free to send me an email, oswald@planetquake.com. God, don't send it to urbanterror.net. It'll get lost in all the spam. Blue team, once again, healing up in their base. Does not look like they're putting on much of a charge here. As we see grenades go flying into the blue base as Loki just sidesteps and gets out of the way. Looks like there's a grenade launcher there. As we see Boss Hedgehog coming through one of the, I don't remember what I called these. It's been too long since the Shellcast this map, you know that? Well, you know, I put 20 and, it is 20. No, there's still, you know what? There's not two slots open. Ha ha, you're right. So we can sit there for just a few minutes. As I said, the server is up and running. Some of the other maps, let's see, next map's going to be Ricochet, followed by Salima. So those are probably going to be the only two or three maps that we get today. Proving Grounds 3, Ricochet, and Salima. And we may stop back in here in just a little bit as we get back to Urban Radio here. This week, Urban Terror takes you inside the game with No Leaf Clover, who covers the STA League. And before we do that, Clan Base Open Cup Spring 2005 signups have closed. Finally, they closed on the 20th of January. Sorry, I'm trying to do something here real quick before I continue on with the show. And now I can't find No Leaf Clover. Hey, No Leaf, if you are listening, feel free to drop on to the Ventrilo server because I can't find your name anywhere. Or I know Spellbinder is listening. Try to find him and tell him to join the Ventrilo server for me now. As we'll talk to him here in just a moment. 2005 Clanbase Spring Open Cup Finals have closed. As I said, some 75 teams signed up to play in three divisions, the Premier, the second, and third divisions. Clan who finished in the top four in the second and third divisions will move up one league. Lord has stepped down as an admin, but Impa, Titus, Kane, and Wiz will now take over the reins and be in charge of this Open Cup. Lord has been with Urban Terror at Clanbase since 2002. We wish him the best of luck. He's still going to be around, still going to be doing some things, but not really that much with Urban Terror directly. And No Leaf Clover has joined us in Ventrilo, and we'll be talking to him here, as I said, in just a couple of minutes. Earlier this week, first week of playoffs in the Frags division for STA League has concluded. Eight clans took a battle on the level turnpike. And I'm not sure if there was any surprises, but for STA, we will get No Leaf Clover to give us his take on the finals this week. It looks like Boss won quite convincingly. Genesis won. ICU won by forfeit, which seems sort of odd, seeing as the clan made the playoffs here. And lastly, Corrupted Asylum also win. No Leaf Clover, welcome to Urban Radio. What's going on, dude?
Not too much, Oz. How are you? How's everyone else?
I'm hanging out, you know, trying to have a good time here. Wife's getting ready to go out to some dinner tonight, but, you know, just doing the show here. So you heard me talk about this, the STA League. We have eight teams in the Frags division. Any of those winners from last week surprising, or are they all slated to move on?
I think pretty much all of them were expected, maybe except CA versus REL. That was a... I think most people probably expected REL to come out on top there, but CA showed their stuff and they move on. So next week we're going to have some pretty decent matches, as I believe IC is going to take on Gen and CA is going to take on Boss. And of course a lot of CTF action coming up as well.
Yeah, what was the story with Dumbfucks? I mean, they make it into the playoffs here and then they forfeit. They not have enough players?
Yeah, I think they didn't have enough players for that match, unfortunately.
I see you, though. I see you, good clan, long time Urban Terror clan. Good to see them doing well, not only in frags, but in flags and over in TWL. What about the flags division? This is last week of play, am I correct, for flags?
Yes, it is the last week of the regular season. We're going to have quite a few good matches here, a lot of do-or-die situations for many teams when it comes to, as it relates to getting into the playoffs. The match of the week is pretty much Blam versus Veneration. Blam doing incredibly well this season, ranked number one. Veneration starting off slow but coming out very strong near the end. They gave Vex a run for their money last week. And I think everybody wants to see these two teams go at it on Crenshaw. I will cover tomorrow night on Stigmatized Radio. And we will have GTV for that, unlike the last few matches where it's been down. But yeah, that'll be the last match of the regular season, and we will have a few very good playoff matches on Algiers, followed by Riyadh, and the finals on Proving Grounds Day.
Hey, I'm also looking at this week's plan. It looks like there's a couple of matches that do have playoff implications, if I'm looking at it right. Fear versus FSK 405, who are both 5-4, and Boss versus ICU. Is that right? I see Fear and Boss are in, while ICU and FSK sort of looks like they're on the outside looking in and do need to win this week to potentially get into the playoffs. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is pretty much correct. And I think a lot of people are looking at ICU and Boss mainly because ICU used to be a very, very dominant CTF team. They were in the finals just two or three seasons ago. And I think many people find it surprising that they are currently ranked ninth. So Boss, if they want to keep their playoff seed, they're really going to have to take it to ICU, because I'm pretty sure ICU is going to give it their all in this do-or-die situation for them. That also will be a very good match on UT Crenshaw this coming week.
And now I know this is probably putting you on the spot here, but looking at the Frags division here, who's going to be the winner? Who are we going to see in the finals?
Well, that's who are we going to see in the finals, or who's going to win it all?
Who do you think is going to be in the finals, and who's going to win?
Well, let's see. I think the next week is going to be ICU and Gen.
Correct.
In the semifinals, which that's going to be a very, very close match. I think based on experience and playing time together, I might have to tip my hat to ICU there. Boss versus CA. Boss is doing extremely well this season. Their past match against KFC, they had an incredible lineup, did extremely well. I think it's going to be Boss and ICU in the finals. And don't make me pick between those two because they're both incredible teams.
All right, I'll let you slide this time. My money's going to be on ICU just because I've been around the longest, but you never know, Boss. A lot of good gamers. Moving over to the flags here very quickly. Blam and Vex, are they the two best? They should one of those two should win it, you think?
Yeah, I think most people are pretty much set that it's the finals are going to be Blam and Vex. Although Veneration doing extremely well, some people feel that Terminal is going to be up there, but although they do have some roster problems at the moment. I personally think it will end up being Blam and Vex, and given that the map is Proving Grounds Day, you know, it's going to be really hard to tell. It's going to probably be the closest finals there ever has been. We shall see.
Good deal. Hey, moving over to TWL here very quickly. They just got the playoff trees up. I'm not sure if you've had a chance to look at them. Have you or not?
I haven't seen the trees yet. I can go there right now.
I'm just looking at...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, looking at CTF here first. Some of the... first week we have Fuzzballs and Vex with buys. We have Seth Bicky going up against G7 and Team Terminal taking on Altsoba and Mala. Any word on any of those clans here in the Rangers division for CTF?
Well, I would have to pick Seth Bicky over G7. Probably Terminal over AI. As far as the end, it's going to be pretty close. Again, Vex, extremely good team. Blam is not in TWL, so I think the finals are probably going to end up being Vex and Veneration from the Seals division.
Yeah, I was just switching over here to the Seals division. Veneration, no names with the bye here in the first week. CA is going to go up against Clan Pitt. And Fear from Portugal taking on Balls Deep. So, yeah, I probably have to agree with that. Veneration looks like they should have no problem getting into the third round to take on most likely, probably no names, but I guess we'll see. Checking out Team Survivor here, sort of more of the speed here. Black Ops Squadron takes a bye the first week, as does the Seth Bicky Bicky over in the Rangers division. Any surprises for the Team Survivor playoffs for TWL?
Well, I think here again, Boss, incredibly good Team Survivor team this season. They've added a lot of good talent recently. Again, you know, they've got people like Hedgehog, Wipeout, Insanity, FUD. I think they're pretty much, it would be my guess that they'll take the Rangers division.
Hey, so tell me this. What is Seth Bicky Bicky Bearden in the Jambalaya shop?
What are they? I don't know exactly the story behind the name of the clan, but I can tell you that based on their tag, which supposedly looks like a chef face and a chef hat.
A what?
Well, they're not.
Shoot, you asked me. It looks like a penis, but I could be wrong.
Well, exactly. Everybody calls them Clan Penis, or Clan Dick, Dick Clan.
Classic. Anyways, yeah, that's I just thought that was one of the greatest clan names that I've seen. Very very unique, I guess I should say. So anyways, you said you're going to do some STA casting tomorrow. I want to pimp that one more time and give us a parting shot here before we let you go.
Well, certainly. Be sure to tune in tomorrow at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, as I, along with Brawley from Ecstasy, I'm sure all of you love that bastard, we'll be covering Blam versus Veneration. The map again, UT Crenshaw, and it will be an incredible matchup for sure. Be sure to tune in. Stop by #STA-Q3UT on irc.gamesurge.net for all the info, and check Q3UT.STA-League.org. No link info as well.
I do want to thank you for coming on. We'll try to get you on here in a couple weeks as we progress here in the playoffs and get your take on how things are going. Once again, Noli Plover, thanks for stopping by. We'll check in with you later.
Thank you, Oswald.
Would you like some of this? Or some of this?
How about both?
I love you.
I love you too.
This is Radio ITG.
News, reviews, music, play-by-play commentary, porn.
Well, yeah, porn.
We'll do pretty much anything if the price is right.
Oh yeah, right there. Yeah.
You know, one day I will go through these MP3s to make sure they all work, but Lord knows what happened to Smoke on the Water. I guess it blew up there. Once again, I do want to thank No Leaf Clover from STA for stopping by, giving us his take on league action. Thanks again. Urban Terror Map Depot. I did receive an email from Hybris today, who is returned from holiday and is finishing up finals at university. He says we can expect a new review from him next week on the January 29th show. If you'd like a level reviewed, just let me know or go to Urban Terror Map Depot and send him an email. And we will get that going for you. When we come back, we're going to get into round two of Urban Terror Trivia. Once again, congratulations to our two previous winners. Xenix and Illogical, now it's your chance to join them and move into the final round next week here on Urban Radio. If you want to play, you got to be in Pound Urban Terror on Enter the Game. It's going to be the only place I take correct submissions. And Slayer, you better be fast today on the keyboard, seeing as you got screwed not once but twice 2 weeks ago. Ain't that a bitch? Anyways, be asking you a series of questions, and first person to give me the correct answer will score 1 point. Going to take one more quick break here. Come back with a development update followed by trivia, it looks like. It's Oswald. This is Urban Radio. We're coming right back.
Tune in, listen, play.
Radio ITG.
Hey, by the way, if anybody can make me a script that does that exclamation mark radio, I'd be much appreciated. Somebody from Clan Pit made me one a couple of years ago, but you know what? I can't find the damn thing. It was very cool. All I had to do was set the time, the date, and all you had to do was, I think it was Shift 1 radio, and it's pretty sweet. So if anybody can make me one of those, I'll forever be indebted to you. A little radar lover there, right here. Radio ITG. Got to mention it one more time. Just Push Play, my new 80s radio show coming next week, Wednesday the 26th, starting at 1 p.m. Pacific. It's 4 p.m. Eastern, 2100 GMT. If you guys are around, hopefully you'll tune in. Hopefully it'll be a good time. I've got a lot of things to go over. I could probably easily fill a 3 or 4 hour show, but I'm going to try to keep it to 2 hours. We'll see how things go next Wednesday. But just Push Play. You can get more information over on radioitg.com. I'm going to put some information up there probably tomorrow. Okay, on to the development update. So, as I alluded to in the introduction, it's been just about 1 year since we announced our intentions to port Urban Terror from Quake 3 Arena to enemy territory. As you know, we've not followed through on our intentions since we have not released ETUT quite yet. There are many people who are beginning to question if the port will ever come, but let me start by saying this. If you look at our track record, 4 years, going on five, development team is still together and still supporting the mod. We continue to work on multiple fronts, all because of opportunities Urban Terror have provided us as a development team. We continue to provide semi-regular updates on the website, so, you know, yeah, so I haven't posted one in about a month, but we're still hard at work. You can take my word for that. As I mentioned on clanbase.com, the code base is about, I would think, 90% completed and has been for some time. We're still working on the new models, including Blade Killer on the skins, which we continue to post new shots, which you will also get today. The new models also need to be rigged and animated, and as I just found out, they also have to be coded with hit detection. So you can kiss Ares goodbye because that is no longer going to be used when we port over to ETUT. So things do take time. And, yeah, like I said, so what? It's been a year. I mean, half the battle is right there, is finishing up what I just talked about. The other half is finishing up the porting of the levels that we've decided to port over ETUT. As we posted some months ago, we're not bringing all the levels over to ETUT. We've sent out emails to numerous community level designers to ask for their assistance in porting their levels over so they can be included in the official distribution from Silicon Ice Development. Even with Illogical's conversion program that he wrote, porting the levels does take some time to accomplish. Again, we know many are waiting for the port. If there's anything we could do in order to accelerate the development process, we would. At last check, we still have we're still a voluntary group of amateurs. We still have lives, families, friends, and oh yeah, I forgot, we also have full-time jobs. And I mean, this is not meant as an excuse, but this is reality. Some gamers are dead set on proving us wrong by seeing Sid fail and not deliver on their port. To those gamers, I say, go find something else to play then. If all you want to do is bitch and complain, then find out, you know, that you, what'd you pay for the game? You haven't paid anything. So you really don't have any sort of right to complain about, you know, how we are doing the mod. So the rest of you out there, thanks for supporting the mod. We continue to work for you in order to bring you a new and improved enemy territory built, a new enemy territory, a new Urban Terror built on enemy territory. Uh-oh. Do we know what that is? It's time for Urban Terror Trivia. That's right. A few weeks back, I presented those listeners in Pound Urban Terror a series of 15 questions, all related to Urban Terror. This week, it's a second round of Urban Terror Trivia. For those of you listening who came in but just a bit short 2 weeks ago, then get your thinking caps on as we're about to play Urban Terror Trivia. Our winners 2 weeks ago were Illogical with 7 points and Xenix with 4 points. They'll not be playing this week, which gives the rest of you a chance to move into the final round, which will take place next week on Urban Radio. Trivia contest is open to anyone listening and idling in Pound Urban Terror. This will be the only IRC channel that will be monitored for correct answers. We'll be asking you a series of 15 questions. First person to type in the correct answer in Pound Urban Terror will receive a point. If you got all that, let's play Urban Terror Trivia. Alrighty, it's your host Oswald here. Alex Trebek is stuck in Canada, stuck in the snow somewhere. Anyways, we're ready to start round two here, Urban Terror Trivia. So if you have your thinking caps on, here is the first question up, as I can't talk anymore. First question, name the city and state where Urban Terror Beta 1 was released. First release of Urban Terror was released. Tarquino is correct. Mesquite, Texas. We were at QuakeCon at 2000. So congratulations to Tarquino. Hopefully I'm saying that right. He does have 1 point. San Diego. Come on, dude. What do you mean San Diego? Anyways, very good. Question number two coming at you here. That was very quick. Don't worry. None of the answers are on urbanterror.net, so it doesn't matter if you look on there or not. Question number two. Who originally started the Urban Terror Project as an add-on map pack for Quake 3 Arena? Who originally started? I'll take two correct answers on this. Let's see who can get it. There are two correct answers. Who started Urban Terror? Tarquino, Quick Again, Bot Killer is correct. I would have also taken John Moses. That is his real name. Tarquino now with 2 points. And looking pretty good. Is anybody else playing? Yeah, a little late there, Hybrisk. A little late on that answer. Little late, but don't worry. You still have time. You guys are a little late on the answers here. Come on. You got to be a little quicker to answer. Question number three. Name two maps that Wetwire created. Oh, who's going to get it? Shroom, not with the right answer. Tarquino, nah. Slayer doesn't know. Sans is not right. No Leaf Clover with the two correct answers. Ricochet and Revolution. No Leaf Clover is on the board. Hybris, just a bit late coming in. And Slayer, nowhere near the right answer as usual. But No Leaf Clover, doing a nice job there. He gets on the board with 1 point. Props to him. Question number four coming at you in just a moment here. Question number four. It's a big one. It's a good one. It is something that you guys are going to like. Coned is a word or part of a phrase that what clan started? Coned is a word or part of a phrase what clan started that term? Hot Lips. Oh, my God. When did she sit down? She is correct. And no, guys, I did not give her the answer. She does get it right. Clan Pit started that. Barbecue Snake. And I can't remember the third guy who was at QuakeCon 2000 with us. But they had this orange cone. They took it out of a parking lot from the hotel, I believe. And they actually stuck it. They took it with them. And it actually said coned on it. And that's how we got the phrase started. I mean, you know, you look at some of these other terms that have stuck around through the ages. I'm sure coned is going to become one of them. And anyways, Hot Lips with the points. So our leaders right now, Tarquino with 2, No Leaf Clover 1, Hot Lips on the board with 1. Question number five. What is the first terrain level created for Urban Terror? First terrain level created for Urban Terror. Hybrisk is correct. It is Sans, made by Energizer. Came out to Beta 2, I believe. Terrain. Yes, dear. I said terrain. She thought I said train. No, Hot Lips, I said terrain. She's laughing in the background. Anyways, who got that right? I forgot. Ah, Hybrisk. Ah, shit. Yeah. B-R-I-D, there we go. He's on the board with a marker as well. Number six. Number six is a two-part. I will not accept only half the answer. You got to get both answers. Who did the male and female voices? Ah, Tarquino in there. Yeah, look at that. Tarquino is correct. He actually did it three times, and you guys still couldn't beat him. Blade Killer did the female voices, Maureen Yost, and a barbecue, otherwise known as Mark Clem, did the male voices. So Tarquino, very good. He takes a two-point lead over everybody else. He's got three total points. Three total points as we hit the halfway point here. Number seven. Shroom, nice job there, Shroom. Only about 10 seconds late, but congratulations. You get 0 points for that. Question number seven. Who was the German, and what did he do for Sid? It's a two-parter. Who was the German, and what did he do for Sid? Don't ask me. They can hear you asking me.
I don't care. I'm not going to.
Crazy Butcher is correct. Modeler and animation. Hybris scores a point. Congratulations, Crazy Butcher. Although we really don't talk about him anymore. He's sort of become a punk recently, but I didn't say that, did I? Oh, maybe I did. You know what? I really don't give a shit. Okay, question number eight. Question number ocho. Ock. Eight. What weapon was removed from Urban Terror and then reintroduced? Question number eight. Null. Very quick. M4. Null is right. Nice job by Null. He gets a point. What'd you say? We got the peanut gallery behind us here, so maybe you can hear her back there saying something or other. I just missed that one. Next one, if you play Urban Terror, then you should know this answer. This is a very easy one. Question number nine. Yeah, I told you. Yeah, of course, what I say and what comes over the IRC are going to be different. Slayer, if you didn't know that, then you haven't been in the community very long. He's been gone for, damn, probably a year and a half, 2 years now. So, as I said, forget him. We got a great team right now. Question number... What question is this? How about question number nine? Question number nine. What maps did Gerbil create which are no longer included in the Urban Terror download? What maps did Gerbil create which are no longer in the Urban Terror download? I need two answers, not one. Two answers. I see you all have one answer. I need two answers. What maps? There's two maps. Give me two answers. Oh, my God. You guys are... Thank you. Only person who follows directions here. I said it a couple times, guys. Two maps that Gerbil created that are no longer in Urban Terror download. Okay, and give me the... Oh, yeah, you're right, huh? Energizer West Streets. Okay, keep going. You got one of them. What's the other map? Come on, there's two maps. Wrong. It's not Pressure Zone and Streets. There's two maps that he did that are no longer included. Nope. Allie's is not right. Allie's was created by Bot Killer.
Nine, maybe?
Nine? What the hell is nine? Two maps, people.
I don't know who makes maps,
sweetheart. Allie's is Bot Killer. Yes, you are right. Two maps. Come on. You guys don't need a hint, do you? Shroom, Hot Lips didn't get the answer right. I was too quick to react on that. Nah, Slayer, you're the lose. Go whack off, okay? Two maps. No, Pressure Zone and Streets is not right. I've said that numerous times now, Shroom. I got some Q-tips. Nope, Hotel's not right either. That was Energizer. Come on. Am I going to have to give you guys a hint? The map was recreated recently and distributed on the UTMD. Does that help? No. Pressure zone alleys, not right. Pressure zone sands, not right. I gave you guys a clue. It was, Oz is not lagging. You guys are lagging. Pressure zone in Austria, wrong. Austria created by Tubb. Two maps. Two answers. I didn't think this would stump anybody. Nope, LabTech is not right. LabTech was created by Tubb as well. Village 1, wrong, created by Tubb. Oh my god. Hybris, do you not run the UT Map Depot? Thank you, Tarquino is correct. No, he's not correct. I thought somebody had the right. Pressure zone is half the answer. God, I was going to jump on the wrong answer again there. Okay, well, abandoned base. I need the name of the map file. I've seen the answer, but I haven't seen it. Thank you. Hybrisk is finally right. Pressure zone and M-base. And yes. Yes. I am not lagging. There is a delay on the radio. Precinct was wet wire shroom. Thank you, play again. So Hybris gets another point. He is now tied for the lead with Tarquino at 3 apiece. Hot Lips, No Leaf Clover, and Null all with 1. And yes, Gerbil did do, as I said, Pressure Zone and M-Base. Those were the two maps that I was actually looking for. So, okay, the next question, very simple. Very simple, very quick answer. Who did the Drug Lord series? Who did the Drug Lord series? Dragone did. Very good, Hybris. Hybris now in the lead with 4 points.
Same time. Same second.
Yes, but he was first. That's how we always take it. Sorry. Oh, you do have a point there, huh? But Slayer got screwed on that last week, honey. I'm sorry. He had the answer the same time. That's why I put the seconds on there, but I guess it didn't seem to matter. You guys were both... both right up there with the answer. Number 11. Where is Dick Dastardly from? What country? No Leaf Clover is correct. England. Canada. God forbid he lives in Canada. Jesus. No Leaf Clover correct. He's now on the board with 2 points. Coming down to the final three questions here. Ooh, you know what? I got to do one thing here because I need to get something. So bear with me for just a moment as I got to check one of my answers here. Okay. Okay, we're back. Sorry. I knew I had one that I didn't have an answer for. This is question number 12. What was the release date of the latest version, Urban Terror 3.7? Ooh, did I stump you? May 27, 2004. Wrong. Jagged is correct. 7/11/2004, July 11th is the correct answer. Jagged on the board with 1. He might be able to squeeze into the finals here if he can get the last 2 right. Question, actually, we have 3 left. Hybris, that is correct. Jagged's right. Null's right. Shroom is wrong. Sorry, Shroom. You know, Shroom, you're like the Slayer last week. And no, not when it's done, bitch. Jeez. Why does everybody say I'm lagging? It's not me lagging. That's how shoutcasting works. I say something. It takes like 42 seconds for you guys to hear it. Would you rather I not post it in Pound Urban Terror and just say it? Then you'll be asking me to repeat the question over and over and over and over again. Yeah, she's sitting right behind me and she still can't get it on time. Anyways, next question. Question number 13. Question number 13, if you're all ready to go. What is a Forum Nazis calling card? What is the Forum Nazis calling card? Come on now. I need the full thing. Not just drive-through. I need the full answer. 60 volts, you're close. Full answer. Full answer. Come on. I type the same thing every time. Thank you, drive-through. Close. The whole thing. Thread goes. Thank you. Drive-through. Hybrisk is correct. He's got 5 now. Jeez. Are these questions too easy, too hard? I mean, no post 1 year. No post. Oh, that's my little graphic. You gotta love that. Ha ha. You guys are good. Okay, we're down to the last two questions, and right now, Hybrisk up on top with 5, Tarquino with 3, No Leaf Clover still with a shot to make it in. Actually, everybody who's got a point so far can still make it in. No Leaf Clover with 2, Hot Lips, Null, and Jagged all with 1. Number 14, what was the last version of Urban Terror that did not have stamina? Very good if you've been around the community for any amount of time. Tarquino is correct, 1.27. No, you weren't around. Tarquino, good job. That is 4 points for him. And the 15th. And final question, which I thought was kind of a cool question myself. You guys ready for question number 15? Question 15. How were you killed when you jump in the water in Sanctuary? How are you killed? Hot Lips is correct. You can tell where she spends a lot of her time being eaten up by the little piranha. So that is going to do it. I do want to congratulate. Who do I want to congratulate? I do want to congratulate Tarquino and Hybris. They will move on into the finals next week along with Illogical and Xenix as we play Urban Terror Trivia. Next week it's going to be the finals. Hopefully you'll tune in for that. I'm going to have to come up with 15 more questions for the guys. Thanks once again to everybody participating. And when we come back, I'm going to hop up onto the soapbox for a bit of a rant in the free-for-all segment today. Thanks for tuning in. It's Oswald. This is Urban Radio. We're coming right back.
And let's see, who wants wheat eye off the air?
Dude, I know nobody wants this.
Who wants wheat eye off the air? Eye off the air.
I don't want wheat off the air.
One, and that's a map.
Get off my phone!
Legs.
Oh, I'm not going to deal with this shit tonight.
Great, that means I'm not going to get any more death threats. This is awesome.
The new radio, ITG.
Hey, one quick update here from Wolfside. He says the jury is now complete, and it looks like Sergeant Pepper has taken the reins for us. So it sounds like there's only 2 maps remaining, and his panel of judges are complete. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 total judges. So we'll see how this goes. It's time for our free-for-all segment. It's unfortunate that some of the community and ex-development team members continue to talk smack about Urban Terror. I, along with the current members, take pride in the work we continue to do, but receive messages about how we're keeping a dead mod alive, and it does not have the same, quote, zing as it had in previous members were involved. The comment I have for people like this, STFU. I think I don't have to elaborate any more on that. We have a close-knit, reliable group of team members who get along very well. We communicate and continue to work towards a common goal, something that might have been missing with previous team members. Don't get me wrong, we had very classy, highly talented people work on the mod who have moved on to bigger and better. We have stayed around and stayed together to finish the job, which was one of our goals when the project began in 1999. When we look at it, what do new games really offer that's so great? To be honest, nothing that's really much interest to me. Last game I purchased was Battlefield 1942, based on the work DICE did on their previous war game, Codename Eagle, which was created in 1999. Games these days, in my opinion, do not have the staying power as they once did. I do believe mods are a bit different, and it's been one hell of an achievement to continue development going into our 5th year. Half-Life 2, I consider dirty, cheap thrills. One of the most solid games in recent years has been Riddick, and before that, Metroid Prime 1. Neither have multiplayer, which seems to be a major selling point these days. But the single-player mode is so wholesome and complete, as 27 says, it makes you all warm and fuzzy. Unreal Tournament 2K4 Onslaught is one of the best multiplayer games I've seen that compares to Urban Terror. Now, I'm not saying it's better, but I believe the combat at Urban Terror is still much better. That seems to be an issue with many modern first-person shooters, the actual player versus player blows. These games that today have the same or similar game modes as seen in Urban Terror. How can anyone say that Urban Terror is old? There's always a gimmick that makes a lack of gameplay bearable. Urban Terror has so much raw content, we're insane for continuing to support it all. In the official releases, we've had 30 game levels, 8 game modes, 22 weapons, 16 player skins, 2 player models, in-game animated view models, GTV support, shoutcast features, not to mention we're the only game besides UT2K4 to implement match features ourselves and not rely on a third-party mod to provide it. Even Doom 3 contacted multiplayer out to splash damage. Then look at all the work we've done to support various ladders and leagues over the years, swap roles, survivor rules, timeouts, max rounds, and more. Much of the work has been taken for granted. We do have some development cycles that could be called slow, but somehow we've managed 20 different releases. Let's count them all, starting at 1.0 all the way up through 3.7. We've had 12 releases with 27 alone, which is far more than any other coder in the lead developer's role. Again, not to take cheap shots at any of the previous coders, that's nearly one release every quarter over the course of 4 years. Look what else Urban Terror has, such as forums, a dedicated radio show, leagues, and ongoing competition. We have a QA team consisting of community gamers. What else could a community ask for? Seriously, blood, semen donations, a box CD? There's not a whole hell of a lot more we can do, even if we were a professional gig. And there have only been a few other games that have ever had this kind of developer support. Those games being StarCraft, Diablo 2, and possibly Counter-Strike. These are the only games that I can think of that are still releasing patches with good content 4 years later. Most of the problems this development team has had have been internal or with its community. Obviously, we are still here and the community is still supporting us, so we've obviously done something right. Gamers will continue to rant about playing the same 6 maps over and over in whatever game mode they favor. Have you played E.T. or CSRS? They don't have 6 maps that are worth playing over and over, and I bet you they don't update those levels based on player feedback. In the end, when Urban Terror is finished, we're all going to look back and say we've had a great time and we've had great fun with it, not only working on the mod, but playing it as well. We've met many good people and become close friends on the development team and in the community. What else could one ask for? I, for one, would not give up any of that. And I do want to thank 27 and Blade Killer for all the ideas for this free-for-all segment. And when we return, we're going to look forward to some of the upcoming match coverage next week and talk a little bit about next week's show. It's Oswald. We'll be right back. Ah, yeah. The music is playing. You know what that means. The show is drawing to a close. Once again, I want to thank all of you for tuning in and participating in this week's show. Also want to pass along congratulations to Hybrisk and Tarquino, who have moved into the Urban Terror Finals, the Urban Terror Trivia Finals. That'll take place next week, along with Illogical and Xenix, those four gamers in the finals. There'll be a little bit of a twist next week. Hopefully you are all ready for that. As I alluded to earlier in the show, be sure to tune in Wednesday, January 26th at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, as Just Push Play will debut here on Radio ITG as we flash back to the music and the nostalgia that was the 1980s. As for Urban Radio, it will return next Saturday. Clan Base Open Cup, Spring Open Cup 2005 beginning very shortly, and Radio ITG going to be there to cover all the action. For Urban Radio, it's Oswald. We'll see you next week.
it's over? All right, well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.